Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the Visual Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and the whole being dead thing is no reason to say ready, set, not yet. If you're a Barbara 2.0 or a Girl Scout, then that beautiful sound is home. What I know now is that if you love a good old-fashioned wedding, then day-o, do we have the fright of their lives. Joining us today are the usual invisible, creepy old guys, including Kevin, dead mom, Jaeger.
Okay, good, because I was afraid I was going to be the creepy old guys, and I was not going to have that so, one.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I absolutely considered doing that, and I think I put that in before I deleted it. But I was like, you know what? He's not a creepy old guy, and we haven't talked about dead mom in a while, so I'm going to award him dead mother.
I appreciate that. You're really welcome.
Kimberly, our jump-in-the-line Shake Senora game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And with us today is someone you may have heard on the Broadway Podcast Network with Equity One's Broadway's Happy Hour. You've also seen him on Broadway in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Beetlejuice. Let's give a big Broadway welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Meadow. Woo!
It's me. Hi.
Welcome.
You did it.
So we're here.
Elliot has been on the show only in small segment in a Broadway Con episode, and we are so thrilled to have him here on his own episode. So welcome.
And in two radio plays.
I was about to say.
Those don't count.
I disappeared. they only don't count because I so disappeared into my character.
Honestly.
Exactly.
That's why I forgot. I honestly, I completely forgot
you.
Because all I hear are your characters. And
I even got,
when writing the intro, I got confused. I started to write your characters down. I was like, no, that's inappropriate because those don't count because he's such a fantastic actor. Like when you're on stage in Beetlejuice, I have no idea which one is you and which one is Alex Brightman because you really, really embody the role so well. So cheers to you.
Thank you cheers. So much.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.
To your character work.
To your character work. Honestly, if you start acting on this podcast, I'm going to get very confused because I won't know who I'm interviewing.
I'll do my best. You know, it's hard for me not to, but
yeah,
I'll try.
I know.
To just be Elliot today.
Thank you. but let's start with what are you drinking? Elliot, do we still have – is Elliot still with us? Is Elliot still with us?
Yes. I am drinking bourbon with a little bit of lemon juice.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That's my go-to.
Any specific brand?
Yes, it's Makers right now.
Nice.
Because it's priced well at a place near me. So I go ahead and get the 1 liter. And it's in a nice, beautiful decanter from Mexico.
Oh.
I've become a decanter girl.
Okay.
It's priced
well. You have multiple?
Wait.
What?
Do you have multiple decanters?
No, just the one. But I'd like more. Mm.
So there we go. We can make things happen.
We can talk to our decanter people.
Yeah, Big Decanter is a big fan of the podcast.
So I want to go back to something that you said earlier. It's priced well at a place near me. This joke might not land anymore, but I'm still going all in on it.
I'm ready.
That does sound like a chapter in a book of a memoir. Not the memoir title, but like chapter 15 is like priced well at a place by me. And you talk about your life in New York.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, okay.
It would be like a very specific chapter about navigating liquor stores in the city where you're like, okay, tequila is this place, but if I want bourbon, it's like $5 cheaper a couple blocks down. So bring my backpack, kind of thing.
Oh, totally. Yeah, 100%. And you draw like a big circle in like the Midtown area and you're like, never buy inside this circle. It'll always be expensive here.
And the middle of your book, like, you know how those books have foldouts with pictures in the middle? Like, one of them is your liquor map.
Mm. this is a great idea that I will be taking all the credit for and money for when I write
of
my book.
Yeah,
of course. Thank you.
If you write it under a pseudonym, I won't have no idea who you are. So it's
I'll just have to be acting when I write my
100%.
Book.
100%.
Yeah, of course. Kevin, the audiobook for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Kevin, what are you drinking?
I am drinking vodka and orange juice. So I think they call that a screwdriver.
Yes,
that
sir. Mm-hmm. Kimberly, what are you drinking?
My old faithful, a gin and tonic. Still with my Great Nine gin from Denning's Point Distillery that lovely. I am obsessed with.
Awesome.
Love it.
I love the teal wax seal over the top of that.
It's the best. It's like Maker's Mark, but like blue.
Teal.
Yeah.
I'm drinking tequila on the rocks, but my ice has melted, so now it's tequila with a splash of water.
Yes, tequila water.
Well, Elliot, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. You know, since we've never had you on before, let's just start with those old broad-waisted questions. What's your favorite musical?
Oh, my God. Okay, my favorite musical, well, it depends on the day, but can I give, like a couple for different reasons? Is that okay? Or do I have to pick one?
There are no rules on broad-waisted.
Okay, great. So I guess my favorite musical is Sunday in the Park with George.
No.
I feel
let's do that again.
Be happy I feel like that's it. Such like a boring answer.
No, it's a great answer. Be happy about it. Take two.
Okay.
Elliot, what's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical is Sunday in the Park with George. Yes!
Why is that your favorite musical? Yes!
Mute.
That's so boring.
Because it's just so good. It like does. It's so many like different reasons of like why I love theater. Like the
chromalooms and
number sevens. I think that like it's. For me, it's a perfect, like, amalgamation of, like, what Sondheim does, which is, like, that heady kind of brilliant artist stuff, while also, like, so funny. Like,
yeah, literally, like, in one step, he's, like, making your brain explode while he's also writing a great, like, patter song for Bernadette. Like, I'm
and
here
it's
for
hilarious.
All of it.
So I love that. And then also, like, Spring Awakening was like my kind of entryway into like theater obsession. I was I'm so glad that Instagram did not exist when I was in high school because.
Would you call yourself a guilty one?
I was a member of the guilty ones.
Yes.
Present as well.
Yes.
If we had Instagram in high school, we would be best friends.
Absolutely. And we were probably submitting things to Broadway Secrets. Does anyone know what Broadway Secrets was?
Yes.
Okay. So Broadway Secrets was like a website. What was it? Like a blog? You would like submit just pretty much memes onto this website. And like every Friday or something, they came out and they were just posted. It was all memes about Broadway. About like it was either gossip or like something funny.
It was like
Post
Secret. Do you remember that too?
Oh, yeah.
I still look at Post Secret every Sunday.
It's still a thing.
Yeah.
So imagine that, but it's just Broadway scandal.
Yeah.
Wow, that Broadway scandal.
Yeah. Just like things overheard in the rush line. Like,
oh, wow.
There was like page six items.
Yes.
In there. Like, yeah. And then just like random stupid jokes. So that was like my entryway into fandom. And then I think the show that like I would want to like informs my taste and like what I would like to make for the rest of my life is The Drowsy Chaperone.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Drowsy Chaperone's one of my favorites.
It's so good. It's like, it has all the heart. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want to be?
I've played one of the gangsters before.
Me too.
But oh my God.
We're pastry chefs.
Cross our hearts with pastry chefs. Oh, sorry, no acting.
Did we just do The Drowsy Chaperone?
And I love the like meta-ness of it and like the it's just there's so much about that show that's good.
Agreed.
But I would like to like age through that show. Like I would like to play every role.
That's a really I'm stealing that question.
The best man, George.
I that is a great question. Like what show would you like to age through?
Like
that's a really good question.
Like what do you want a George Lee Andrews? Like
Totally. Amen.
Yeah, yeah, Benjamin Button, the musical.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good. Do you two have answers for that question? I love this question. I'm obsessed with
it. A show you'd want to age through?
Yeah, Kevin, what's a show Annie. You would want to age through?
That's such honestly, a yes.
Perfect.
Honestly, yes.
See, that's a good one. What? See, the one that I would pick was...
You do Lily St. Regis, you do Grace, and then you do Hannigan.
Well, you do Annie first.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Molly first, Molly, then Annie. Then Pepper, whoa. Lily St. Regis, Grace, Hannigan.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good
pick. You end with the first female Daddy Warbucks.
Love it. I mean, all in.
Love. Because at that point, you're a legend. You've been in Annie for 50 years.
Oh, the entire right. run. It has never closed. It's been me.
You also need to play, what's the New York, the one star? What is
Star
it?
To Be.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Star to Be is between Lily St. Regis and Grace when you just like need a break.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be before Lily,
I would
right?
Think it's
because
Lily.
Maybe it's before Lily.
You would
Lily.
Need to break out into
right
Lily.
After Pepper.
Yeah.
Right. And you yeah, can stay in Star to Be for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely before Lily. Mm-hmm. Mine would probably be Into the Woods.
Sure.
I would start as Jack, then you grow into the one of the princes, and then you become the baker, and then you become the narrator old man.
That's a great one.
I would totally do that. That would be lovely.
Those are great answers.
And then you end being the first... No, it wouldn't be first because somebody's done it, but a male witch.
Yeah.
They've had a male witch before, right?
I'm sure.
Titus Burgess, I believe.
That's what I was going to say. Either Titus or Billy Porter or like.
Yeah, there was at one point that there's, I think it maybe it's more than one at this point.
Mm. Yeah. Brian, do you have an answer?
Oh, this is hard. I was thinking like something like Sweeney Todd. I mean, I do not have the pipes for any of those roles except for maybe one or two. But you start, with Tobias, and then you move your way up to Anthony, and then I guess next would be Sweeney, or
maybe Beetle, or
are you shaving?
That's definitely jumping like vocal parts and everything. Yeah, like,
I mean, that's much harder. I get that.
Yeah, for sure. But you could do it.
Yeah, and then maybe it's what's his name? Pirelli, that Beetle,
oh,
Pirelli, or
sure.
Pirelli Beetle. Then I think you hit. Then you hit Sweeney, and then you probably do the judge is probably the last one.
Yeah.
Also, another good one for a woman is I feel like Mamma Mia is a good one because you get to play all three of the different women and her. And if you don't know, you could do that too.
What
Sky
show, Brian?
And all the dads.
Oh, Sky and all the dads. Too. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Kevin.
What show?
Another good one for a male or a female is Mamma Mia. And,
thank you. Okay,
yeah,
now
sorry.
I understand.
Mamma Mia, where, yeah, you could play
Sky.
Yeah,
I was like, Mamma Mia, I don't know her. Like,
yeah, that's a good one, too. I like that one. Anyway.
This question, like, real quick, and then we'll wrap it up.
No, we don't have to. We don't drop anything up.
Well, no, see, that's his inner podcast host coming
out. I know.
Out.
I was like, I don't want to like make the segment go on too long. No, but the
I love it.
This idea kind of came from a friend of mine. Shout out to Kevin Pelicone, but he's talked about this before. And like the one example that we've used before is like the Fantastics. So like you do Matt, and then you're like maybe you have a mute era, and then maybe El Gallo, but then you end with the like the actors, which is like the fun kind of like way to age through something.
I love that.
Oh, and another good one is I'm like very into this. I should cut my own.
Yeah,
segment.
It's fun.
I feel like Ragtime on one side has a really good trajectory, at least on the side of the white,
just young white males.
White young males. because you
wait, you mean there's a great track for white young males?
I was about to say, I don't think that's ever existed.
Let me tell you.
He says in jest.
Let me tell you about Broadway musicals. We'll save that segment for another time. I think that, I don't know. I'm like, now my brain is circulating. I also have a poster.
Yeah.
I also have a poster right in front of me. So I'm like looking at the poster, like going through all of these musicals.
So, yeah. While Brian goes through his like Broadway mania, I have a question for you to like switch gears. So not only are you a Broadway performer and a podcast host, you've recently taken on another role, which is being a meteorologist. which you often do on your Instagram. So can you talk about like how you got into meteorology and what made you interested in sharing your feelings about the weather every day?
Yeah, my passion for weather, I would say I'm like more of like a weather commentator than I'm not predicting the weather. I'm just like letting everyone know how I feel about it. How it started was in the thick of the summer. I'm not a summer person. I much prefer it to be like cold. I like wind. I like crisp air, that kind of thing. Jackets. I don't like to sweat. So I'll walk outside, and every time I would walk outside and it would be 90 degrees and humid, I would just like groan. I'm a very vocal person. So I sigh a lot and groan a lot and just make noises to express my feelings. So, I was like, this can't be just me. I feel like we were all feeling like this weather is just awful. So I decided to share it on the internet. And it's almost hurtful that is the most interaction that I ever get on social media of people being like, I'm obsessed with this, more of this. I'm like, I'm out here doing so much work on like actual projects. And you're like, you love when I just like grunt about it being 80 degrees. Great.
Listen, when you find your niche, you find your niche.
Yeah. And then, but then you know what? Okay. I'm heated because someone like told
your Instagram,
me.
Like your Instagram commentary.
Yes, right. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Someone told me that is TikTok. Yes. What you are doing, a short reaction video that is consistent, a thing that is TikTok. Well, I've been doing it on TikTok and I'm not famous yet. They don't get any views. I don't understand TikTok. Can someone explain?
I don't think anyone understands TikTok. TikTok can a young doesn't understand person, TikTok.
Young people, reach out.
We're not here.
Reach out and tell me what I'm doing wrong, please, so, genuinely.
But see, they're going to reach out on something like Snapchat and you won't know how to use that and it's going to be a problem.
Well, I know how to use Snapchat. I am.
Oh, you do?
Millennial. Yeah.
Okay. Here's I don't know how to use Snapchat. I'm too old for that.
I just turned 30.
Here's a segment called TikTok Tips. As someone who has done a ton of TikTok research lately, there are a couple things that you should definitely do. To get
this is a Scarlet Pimpernel notepad, by the way.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Another great show to lit. No, I'm kidding. So, some TikTok tips. One, post 3 times a day. Posting 3 times a day puts you in the algorithm and you get more views collectively. So you actually get pushed more and then your things start to hit. That's what I've read and I've seen that
work.
No one
has time.
Very well. I understand that. I'm not saying these things are good. 3 times a day.
That's why people make one video do 3 things.
Exactly.
I posted this video 2-3 different ways to see what comes up first.
100%. So that's another thing.
There's very few things that I would like force myself to do 3 times a day.
Just saying. Another thing is posting at, I can text this to you, posting at specific times puts you in the algorithm faster or better because that's when people are looking and actually scrolling, and different days have different times, similar to Instagram and how that works. But that's a different set of algorithms because it's not the rediscovery, whereas this discovery for TikTok is more user-friendly.
Isn't social media fun and organic?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's also annoying because, I posted this like video, this thing that I made for the first day of rehearsal on Instagram. It has like 20,000 views. Mm-hmm. And on TikTok, it has like 300.
Yeah.
And I know I have more followers one than the other.
Oh, called my buddy at TikTok and got you shadow banned from like everyone. So like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's some other things where like, don't find the most popular hashtags. You get lost in the mix. Find less popular hashtags because you pulled up a little bit more there.
So use hashtag Kev for ham.
Yeah. Use
KEV 4 a.m.
It was semi-popular about 5 years ago.
Yes. Right.
And by semi-popular, I mean like we used it a lot.
And the last thing
allowed I was on a podcast.
Yeah.
And not ever typed on social media. Yeah,
pretty much. We said it out loud.
And the last thing I'll say is, if you're not going to post something controversial that someone's going to like that you just want to like start the drama, have an action thing in there. Like, which one of these do you like the most? Which one do you like, hot weather or cold weather? The people, because the more people comment on that, the more you get pulled in the algorithm. I've been doing
that. Or just have your own strong opinions. People will disagree with you whether you ask them to or not.
Absolutely. Oh, no. So,
Or be a Kardashian.
Or purposefully mispronounce things. That seems to work all the time.
Yeah. Stitching with other people is helpful because their stuff gets pushed too.
Yeah.
Always use trending sounds. People search trending sounds.
Yeah.
Even if you're not.
When this comes out, I'm going to do a question about the musical live through question.
Great.
So I'm going to promote this have people tell me what musical they want to live through.
Yes.
So
perfect.
If you're we'll listening, go to my TikTok.
And then we will do the same. And it'll be like, which one did you see first?
No.
I will say that Kevin is the most right about TikTok. You have to be famous first.
just try being famous.
But do you know what you don't have to be famous?
What? Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
Well, why would you like that musical? That's such a boring. No, I'm just
All right. Welcome to Kevin's Corner, where nothing here is basic except for the pumpkin spice lattes. And it's my corner, and I do whatever I want, and it's super fun. And so today, I'm actually going to need Kimberly's assistance. So, Kimberly.
Okay.
Dost thou have a pen and pencil or something to keep notes of Elliot's answers?
Why, of course I do.
Oh, perfect. So, Elliot, we're going to play a game called How Do I Live Without You? And it's really simple. So I'm going to tell you like a scenario or a meal or some kind of situation, and you have to tell me the ultimate thing in that scenario and or situation that you could never live without.
Could never live without. Got it.
And Kimberly is going to write down your answers, and then we're going to do something fun with that. See you with
Great.
Me?
Great. I'm with you.
Okay. So packing a suitcase. What is something that you're going on a trip. What is something you can never live without?
Packing my suitcase, something I can never live without, is show t-shirts, musical Broadway t-shirts.
Great. I'll let Kimberly write that down. And the next thing is... breakfast.
Coffee.
Great. That's a good answer. Very solid. I don't drink coffee myself, but I understand the appeal to other people. Okay, great. And the next thing is the zoo.
Penguins.
Have you seen the clip of when they point out that Benedict Cumberbatch can't say the word penguin?
On Graham Norton? Was that on Graham Norton?
It was on Graham Norton, and he pointed out he can't say the word, but he actually had done like a narration of a documentary that had penguins in it, and so he called them penwings. And so
penguins?
Or penguins. So he switched between the two. So he called it different things. He was like, the penguins have, and then he was like, the penguins. And then like, oh, Graham Norton, he still couldn't say it. It was amazing.
Put some respect on penguins. Benedict,
seriously. Okay. Your closet.
My closet. Oh, well, I already said show t-shirts. I would say, can I say bright colors and bold patterns?
Great. No, you can definitely say that. Your music on your iPod, iTunes or whatever.
iPod.
right now it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. Yeah, that's not basic at all. That's totally normal.
talented young songwriter.
So she's actually wonderful.
Whenever I drive now, we have a 1.5 under over guess if we'll hear how many times we'll hear Olivia Rodrigo on the radio. Always over 1.5. It's always.
And the only reason I was teasing you about being basic is because her big poster of her thing is on the subway when I get off every single day. So I literally just get off and just see her looking at me and I'm like, you bitch. Okay. Not that I don't like her music, but she's a stalker.
Yeah.
If you miss that song, she's a stalker. Just think about it.
Oh, I could go on and on and on, but I'm 30 years old and it's not a good look for me. I'm like, okay, teenage problems.
Amazing. Okay, so we got two more here. Okay. The movies.
The movies.
Yes.
Like of all time?
Yeah.
One movie. Or if I'm going to the movies. Sorry.
Either one. You can interpret it either way.
Okay. Popcorn.
Okay. And the final one is your birthday.
Friends.
Great.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Now, Kimberly, can you read through the list of things that he could never live without?
I can. Jay is also very loud in the next room. Apparently something just exciting happened. Can you hear the laughter? Elliot can't live without Broadway t-shirts, coffee, penguins, bright colors and bold patterns, Olivia Rodrigo, popcorn, and friends.
That's so interesting, but guess what? In Kevin's corner, you have to get rid of four of those things.
Great.
So now you're going to go back to that list and take four of them off.
Brutal. Okay. Well, speaking of brutal, Olivia Rodrigo, love you.
Sorry, girl.
You're for now. You're not forever, sweets. Oh my God, that is so rude. I don't actually mean that.
I just pictured them putting her name in Avenue Q. Olivia Rodrigo is only four now.
No.
That's actually another chapter in his book.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
And it's my first TikTok controversy. So Olivia Rodrigo's gonna go. Coffee's gonna. Oh, hold on. So it's okay.
Can't really give him the list again.
Please. So popcorn and Olivia Rodrigo are done.
All right, popcorn and Olivia are gone. So he has two more to get rid of.
Okay, so then you can get rid of friends, bright colors and bold patterns, penguins, or Broadway t-shirts.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of. Penguins.
They're gone. Off the face of the earth.
Sorry, penguins.
Gone.
Good for Benedict
Cumberbatch could never say you anyway. And then I'm gonna get rid of Broadway t-shirts.
Oh, so you keep the bright colors and bold patterns?
And yeah, because I feel like that's a way of life.
One falls within the other.
Yeah.
And it's a great play, by the way.
So just so you know, what really matters to you is friends and bright colors and bold patterns. This has been Kevin's Corner.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
I don't usually say this, but that was an exceptional Kevin's Corner.
Aw, thank you, sir. Did you like what I called the guest basic?
I love how you all accepted my like backhand compliment when my follow-up joke was gonna be like, because we haven't done this in a while. But like, yeah, go ahead and shit on him. It's okay.
It's all right. Wait,
and this works perfectly because now I can be the villain of season three.
Yeah, totally.
Ooh. Perfect. We need a through line.
No, this is only season three, part one. So we can have a turn for season three, part two.
That's the cliffhanger we've been teasing.
Oh my God, this is so good.
Well,
I'm obsessed
Elliot
with
and
this.
His acting chops come back.
Speaking of your acting chops, I know we were joking about it before, but you're awesome in Beetlejuice, and we're super excited to see you back in Beetlejuice. I can't really say it again. Mr. Juice. I'll call him Mr. Juice.
You're actually good. There are very clear rules about Beetlejuice, and you have to say his name spoken unbroken. So you can't say Beetlejuice, the Beetlejuice. That's still just one time.
Okay, great.
Right in a row with no words.
Thank you for the reminder.
Clarification.
Lots of rules.
No,
lots of rules in our play.
You're talking to someone who loves rules, so. Like that's great. So I guess like talk about this experience, not being able to say goodbye the way that you want,
unclosing the show.
Yeah, but even the experience of like not being able to say goodbye properly, and then now, like Kevin said, unclosing the show. Like talk about that like that journey, and you're in rehearsals now.
In rehearsals now, yeah.
Talk about that journey just from your perspective. What a wild ride.
Truly a wild ride. I mean, from start to finish, really. Like, for us to kind of, you know, we picked up speed after we had been open for a couple months. Yeah. I mean, speaking of, you know, TikTok, I mean, thank you, TikTok, because yeah. I don't know if I'd have a job, honestly, without the fans and the young fans and us randomly being like trends on TikTok, sure. which got people interested in the show.
So I'd like to toot Broadwasted's horn for this bookends situation we're having here, where we talked about TikTok and now it's coming back. This was not done on purpose, but we instinctively knew that we'd be talking about
TikTok. We just knew. We knew.
100%. I mean, it's clear to me.
Thank you. As a fellow podcaster, all in the prep. You saw it.
I see you, sister. This is, yeah, so it was, I mean, crazy to close and then to just go, to not be able to finish out the show. I mean, I do think that we were fortunate in a way. We were already going to close. So we had already kind of made peace with it, maybe started saving. We knew the end was going to come and that there was potential for another production. But I really felt for shows that just kind of close out of nowhere, like, you know, sure. Frozen and Mean Girls and that camp of people. And then for us to get to come back, it's so exciting. And for me, it feels like forever because I feel like Broadway's been back forever. Like since, cause I see shows all the time. So I've been going to Broadway shows like since June of last year. So I was very much like, hurry up. Like I want to do it now.
Yeah.
But I'm really grateful that we waited so that, you know, I think we've all learned. I think the community has learned a lot about like what doing a Broadway show means right now. And hopefully we won't have to deal with closings and hiatuses and this kind of new facet of the business that's never existed before. So I'm very grateful to be back. And I love the show. I've been with it since 2017. In like early development. And so it's my favorite job and I'm just so grateful to get to go back.
So weird question, but like actually serious on your resume, will this be like a second Broadway production of Beetlejuice or will it be you were in Beetlejuice for like its two runs?
I'll probably just say it's probably just on there once. I'm not doing anything like, so well, I am doing – well, it will change a little bit, but I won't have, like, two things. I'll just add it because I'm understudying Otho and Maxie Dean. So I'm understudying the ensemble features cool. this time around when I wasn't.
Oh, that's before. Great.
Congrats.
Thank you. It's exciting. I mean, to get to do something different, it's good for my brain.
What do you – Otho, is that – who is that?
Sorry?
Who's playing Otho?
Kelvin.
That's right. Okay. That would be super fun to play.
So fun.
You get to get spun around.
Spun around on a wheel, yes. Yeah. Very fun. I'm thrilled. I mean, I really am so excited to be back. My fiance is on a cruise ship gig right now for 2 weeks. And so we communicate only through Marco Polo.
Oh, sure.
And so, but he literally like day two was like, babe, like your face is different. Like you look happy.
Sure.
And I'm like, I it feels good to be back doing this.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That's wonderful. What's been the one thing that surprised you? How much you missed it? That you it just kind of like was under the radar, and then you got back into the habit of things, and then like oh wow, this thing I overlooked, and this I missed this so much.
I guess like it's all. I think it's a different kind of mindset coming back. Like I really see a difference in how I'm showing up day to day. Like I really feel like now I'm there. I'm like seeing people like in a number instead of just being like, oh, on seven here. Okay. And I do this step. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, like there's a moment with this person here. And, you know, I really missed like getting to like mess around with Leslie in the dinner scene. Like it was mm-hmm. more about kind of those little special moments that I miss with like the community of it all. So I'm really grateful to be back to that. And also because my track is a little bit different, not just with the understudy things, but it is, the show has been retracked.
Cool.
So I'm doing different things. I'm like me in one number, and then I'm learning, you know, what Ryan Breslin used to do mm-hmm. in the next number. So, so that's good for my brain to very not cool. have to not just like sit back in what I knew.
And you'll be in a new space completely.
Completely new space.
Which theater is it going into?
It's going into the Marquee.
The Marquee, right?
Oh, that's yeah. right.
The most comfortable theater on Broadway, I've deemed it.
I have dreams about
sitting in those. It's a cozy place to be.
Like, why put on your feet in there when all I want to do is sit down?
What a great show. I love that.
But yeah, that's fantastic.
And I'm excited to go to the Marquee also because, you know, we have all that landscape, the pass-through
underneath the hotel and everything.
Underneath the hotel, there's yeah. this yeah. big wall and you can put things there.
And the tiniest Starbucks.
They've announced that, you know, because shows generally put like production photos there or like big posters or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We're actually going to be – that's all going to be fan art. They're going to – put cool. all images from the fans and make this big kind of like that's going to be the selling point. That's the tribute to
wow, to them. That's so cool.
Awesome. So you can like all the fans can come and like take a picture and like you pointing know point at to their what thing. They did yeah.
And you know it really is like it's so cheesy. It sounds so cheesy, but really that's the reason we're here. Like
yeah.
they really like. The fans of the show kept us alive, and not just alive, but like from danger to selling out and
completely.
Reopening. And I mean, this is completely unprecedented and really huge. And I'm just, again, so I mean, grateful.
Beetle, yeah. We talked about in this podcast many times, Beetlejuice is some of the most fun at a, musical we had, especially around that time. And we also talk about this, like talk about the perfect way to adapt something that everybody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I'm just telling our listeners, like go see Beetlejuice again or for the first time when it opens. Like this thing is so much fun. It's, if you've seen the movie, you haven't seen the musical. Like don't think that you've seen the movie and you know the musical. They also just announced that Beetlejuice 2 is in production with, Winona Ryder and or it's trying to get and Michael Keaton. So like Beetlejuice is going to be in the zeitgeist for a little bit now. So
are like, they going to go into the show as a promo?
Yeah, oh my exactly. God,
could you imagine
Winona Ryder?
Yes,
on Broadway.
I think.
Could you imagine? That would be so sickening.
Brad Pitt's Plan B production company is producing it. Like this was like
that's
all
so fun.
We'll see if it actually happens.
That's crazy.
But like. This you haven't
there's
seen
renewed interest in the property because no. of TikTok. We're back to TikTok.
I know. Oh God, it's all about TikTok. But yes, like, and again, like, you know, the last 2 years have been really challenging, right, for everyone. And
why?
I do. Well, I don't know if you know this, but there has been something going on.
Yeah.
And I do think that like. Maybe what's missing right now, in my opinion, is somewhere to go laugh.
Sure.
Somewhere to just go and, like, have a great time. And I feel like if I'm jealous I can't see the show, but I know that, like, if I had family friends coming into town, the first ticket I'd be buying to take people to when they're visiting the city would be Beetlejuice because it's just yeah. fun. It's just –
And it's
a good time.
And it's asking and answering some very interesting questions on top of just being a really fun time.
Well, and we've, you know, that's an interesting thing to like come back to when, you know, it deals with death and loss and not feeling seen by people around you. I mean, I feel like those all have so many different layers after the 2 years we've had of, you know, a pandemic where we lost so many people. And we also lost a lot of life ourselves just in the ability to go out and be amongst people and live what we considered normally. And so I'm really excited to see how the show hits different now after the kind of after the couple years we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
Amazing.
Should we play a game?
Yeah.
Yes. Who, me? Absolutely. I have a game of plot points at the ready with two very silly categories. So if you haven't played plot points before, you will receive two things when it is your turn. You will get today, you'll get the title of a movie that comes up when you search, if you like Beetlejuice, what watch next?
Oh, yes.
So you'll get the title of a movie, and then you'll get the title of a song from a listicle I found entitled, because it's already pulled up, because I'm in here. A listicle entitled 17 Show Tunes to Belt When You're Having a Bad Day.
Okay.
When it is your turn, you'll get two of those things, and you'll sing the plot of the movie to the tune of the song, and then we all have to guess the two things you were given.
I hope one of the songs
will go first.
I hope one of the songs is Because I Am a Wife from Pirate Queen. I don't think it's going to be, though.
No, I haven't looked at the whole list, so who knows? Brian, would you like to go first as our example setter?
Yes, I'm happy to go first.
Do you want to say when? Do you want to just say a number and I'll pick from the list?
You just send whatever you want to me. Is that less fun? I can give you a number.
You can give me a number and I'll still just send whatever you want.
That's also true. There's no rhyme or reason. Okay. I'm interested.
Hopefully you know which one is which.
What if there were some that were the same?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and go here. Great, okay. Wonderful.
So just to confirm, I'm taking that song and using the plot of the movie to make the lyrics.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not singing the lyrics of the song. You're singing the melody of the song, the plot of the movie. Here we go.
They came from the sky. Wait, no. Oh, yeah, that's the right song.
I mean, technically, yeah. Oh.
They came from the sky. Now they're here to stay, and they're destroying the entire world.
And
Alien?
When it's directed by Tim Burton, it came out the same time as Independence Day.
Mars Attacks.
Yes.
It's Mars Attacks.
Annie. Tomorrow.
And tomorrow, yes.
Perfect. Oh, okay.
1 point each.
I should have done and Michael J. Fox, Natalie Portman, Jack Nicholson. Just name the whole
thing. And close.
Yeah.
Exactly. I couldn't remember a single person in that movie, so I don't know.
Pierce Brosnan.
I loved that movie as a child. I don't know why.
I watched it recently. It holds up. It's really fun.
Oh, good.
Yeah. See, we tried to watch it as a family movie when I was younger, and all the kids in my family were afraid of it, and so we turned it off and watched something else.
Nub, nub.
Oh, no, we all liked it.
We're scared.
Weird, apparently. Kevin, your turn.
Okay.
So tell me a random number.
8 and 39.
I don't think I can get to 39, but I'll be 8.
Okay.
All right.
Just give you the last.
We haven't played plot punch in a while. This is very exciting.
I know.
Tell me what's the plot points.
Okay.
There's a typo.
I understood.
Okay.
At first I was like, wait, I don't know that song. And then I was like, ah, now I know that song. Okay, here we go. Look at the TV and you will see that they are here.
Poltergeist.
They are really scary.
You can't stop the beat.
You can't stop the beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, 1 point each.
Well done.
Yeah. And if you try, and she says this house is clean.
I am so proud of myself for getting that. My fiance will be thrilled because I don't watch scary movies. He gets one a year on Halloween, and this past year was Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's like I knew.
Does he love horror movies?
Yeah.
And I just love horror movies.
Nope.
Oh, they're so great.
They're too much.
Nope. Right. I'm a huge fan of Toni Collette, and I'll never see Hereditary.
No, you should.
So good.
You should not.
Oh,
you,
I've never even.
You'll never. No. I love horror movies. The movie is seared into my brain, and like
I will never see it.
Oh yeah, you. There's
and starring theater actress Millie. What's her last name? Matilda, Tony Award winner.
Uh-huh. They didn't win the Tony.
They got a special Tony.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That doesn't count. It wasn't competitive.
I know. The Billy
children.
The Billy did it.
Oh, that's another good one to age through.
Sure.
Mr. Braithwaite on the piano.
And Billy Elliot.
Yeah. Well, Oliver's a good one too. You do Oliver and then the Artful Dodger, and then you turn into mm-hmm. Bill
Anything
Sticks.
With kids really is like.
Yeah, because then you can start younger.
Yeah.
Oh, the ferryman. You start as the baby, you grow through all 19 children.
So funny.
And you,
I wore my ferryman shirt the other day.
I just want to say, I do think that. All Tonys count. They don't have to be competitive. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying, Brian. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I didn't want
just in case you were ever nominated for a Tony. Now they won't go back and hear the slander.
They can't pull this clip. They can't go to TV.
Or you get a special Tony and me and Kevin just go up and get it and says, Brian doesn't think this counts, so we're gonna take this on his behalf.
Yeah, totally.
I call the top half. Okay.
just the spinny part as a next.
Yeah, that's literally that's all I need.
Perfect. Elliot, your turn.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Pick a random number.
In honor of Beetlejuice, 3.
Perfect.
You can't pick 39, though, because I already picked it.
Well, as I've told you, this listicle is only 17 songs long.
Okay.
Let me scroll
up to
3.
I don't really know the plot, but I'll try.
Millie Shapiro.
I don't either, so figure it out.
Millie Shapiro.
Shapiro, yes. Respect to her name.
Respect to her special Tony.
Okay. Okay. She is dead. She's gonna get married. But I don't know the plot of this.
It's Corpse Bride.
She's a dead girl, and she's blue, I think.
One day more. This is Tim Burton.
Yeah.
One day more. Corpse Bride, one day more.
Amazing. She's dead. At least okay. I think she is, so it is this movie.
And Elliot, pick another number, and I'll have a turn.
Okay. Oh, I get to pick your number.
Don't pick 3 or 39, or what did you pick?
So it's March 1st of 22, so I'm going to say 7.
Because
3 plus right. 1 plus 2 plus 2.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Who's to say? Oh, dear.
What's going to be, boy?
Oh, I can almost sing the actual lyrics.
Ooh, twist.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Then when your friends come to get you to go to a cave to find a boat.
You will be found.
There is treasure on the boat.
Pirates
and
of the Caribbean.
A scary man.
Goonies?
Goonies.
But the Goonies.
Yay!
Good job, Kevin.
Was the scary man that you meant Chonk?
Yeah, I couldn't remember if he was good or bad.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I was scared of him for a little bit.
No, not Chonk. Chonk is the little portly child.
No, the one with like the chocolate bars.
Oh no, what do they call him?
Sloth.
Sloth. That's what it is. Sloth.
What character in a movie scared you to death that really shouldn't have? Like, not a scary character, but scared the shit out of you. For me, it was Grandmother Willow in Pocahontas.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Very scared. Oh. Ran out of the movie theater.
Interesting.
Crying.
I mean, mine is Fruma Sarah from Fiddler on the Roof movie.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's it. That is
Who
a good
else?
One.
And a rooster from Annie, because when they, like, chase her up the...
That guy.
Oh, awful.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Kevin?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I'm trying to think who...
Do you want to host a podcast?
Maybe I should. Maybe I should host a podcast.
That, with drinking?
You drink?
Yeah.
I think it's just Christopher Walken, but
Hear
in, like,
me out.
Literally everything he does. Like, I still am kind of scared of Christopher Walken.
Peter Pan Live was scary.
Yeah, I don't really. I just, he scares me. He's a little scared.
I loved it.
Of course you did.
I was just talking about it today.
It was still fun. They're all still fun. They're just.
Please, we had Christian Borle, a delight.
Yeah, it was still fun.
He had a Twitter account dedicated to his arms by Night's End.
We got a close-up ballad with Kelly O'Hara. Okay, we should be sending them flowers.
Fair.
Thank
you. Really beautiful.
We should be sending Telsey and Company flowers.
Oh, is that when she sings Tender Shepherd, which is like the...
Wait, the Telsey office. The Telsey office flowers.
Yeah. I just don't understand why they like...
Send those flowers to the wrong office.
That's such a weird opening number to a show. Like, the fact that Peter Pan is so fun and, like, adventurous, but, like, the opening number is, like, Tender Shepherd.
Well, it's a lullaby, because then they have to go into their dreamland.
I know.
They're going to sleep.
It's a very weird opening.
An overture.
And then maybe your kids fall asleep for the 2.5-hour show, and you don't have to deal with that.
But then Peter Pan sings, like, a lullaby. I know a place where dreams are born. Like,
but
it's
he's
just...
awakening inside of you, Neverland.
Kevin,
you want
what
to go.
Full grown man are you watching playing Peter Pan?
I know a place where dreams are born.
Like an operatic
Hermit the
Frog.
To see Kevin as Peter Pan.
Another one to age through.
Another one to age through. You start as the youngest boy.
Yeah, and you go all the way up to Smee.
Michael?
I guess Smee is older than. And Hook, I assume Smee is old.
That depends on the casting.
Or you can play, you could do Wendy, and then you could do like, is there a tank in the stage
Nana?
Show? No.
It's a light.
No,
it's
just a light.
No,
she's just
Tiger
a light.
Lily.
Well, in my revival, there will be an actual person playing Tink, and so then they can age through that. And
I think
then
sometimes in high schools, there's a
Peter
Tink
Pan,
an
Obvi.
Of course. And then you get to play
the
mother on a tour. Like some kind of like 10th anniversary tour, you go out as a mom.
Yeah.
So let's Hannigan Captain Hook. Let's make Captain Hook a woman.
Absolutely.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh, absolutely.
That's actually fascinating to like make Captain Hook the woman, but played by the mother, and it deals more with like her.
Instead of.
It's more of her mother.
Kelly O'Hara as Captain Hook.
Oh my God.
Love it. I mean,
that sounds so pristine.
This is.
It does. And then
amazing.
The dad is like the kind one. It changes.
Or the dad is Smee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't the dad already in it?
The dad is Hook, usually.
And
then the mom doesn't appear again.
And then
the mom just hangs.
You gotta add a boo box.
A what?
A boo box? Not the boo box. From Hook? No?
Yeah, when they stick him in the box.
Oh. I have real blind spots with movies.
Don't they stick Glenn Close in the boo box?
Glenn Close is playing a male pirate who gets stuck in the box. Or
yeah, like just for funsies.
Yeah,
so random.
Yeah.
She had called in and was like, can I come to the set for a day?
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. That was,
anyway, that was plot points.
Oh, yeah. We're right. Yay!
Yay!
Cool. So let's talk about the podcast. Equity One. I know you're
this
on
one?
This
that
one.
We're
Let's
on?
Talk about Broad Wasted. Are you having fun?
Let's
Is
it
a
do
good
it.
Time?
Did you have fun? Did you like us?
So much fun.
So you're on a little hiatus now, but you know, you can always go back and listen to all the episodes, which are fantastic. But talk a little bit about like, you know, what your experience is doing that and what you find enjoyable about it, specifically the episodes. We'd love to hear more about that because we've never actually talked to you about it.
I know. And it's interesting because like we're not too far off when we started podcasting. Like there weren't really any theater podcasts. And then and you all definitely were first, but like this was like in a time where there weren't as many podcasts. Not everyone had a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Like it is now. It's really fun. You know, Caleb, my co-host, and I started it. We're best friends, college roommates. We've known each other forever. And we'd always been like looking for something creative to do together, but we never really like landed on anything. Like at one point there was like a, you know, a web series. At one point it was a, blah, blah, blah. The things we talk about with our friends that never see the light of day.
We know.
And so finally it just kind of like, I think I was off out of town on a contract. He was visiting me and we were on FaceTime with my partner. And he was just listening to us laughing and just enjoying hearing our, you know, talking to each other. And he was like, you guys should have a podcast. Like, this is fun. I'm entertained by the two of you. And then his partner, now fiance, came up with the name, mm-hmm. Which we loved the idea of the Equity One, because it's just like a – for anyone who doesn't know, like, that's like – slang for like the drink you have between shows. Like, it's fine if you have one. You can have one drink. Mm-hmm. So we just started with, you know, a $20 mic from Amazon, and I don't know, it's evolved into something completely different, and it is really fun. We love to take hiatus.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. Anyone who's concerned, we just like, we first and foremost started it as something fun to do together. Mm-hmm. And so whenever it gets not fun to do together, we stop, because
sure. It's
like it's our friendship first. And so if it's too much business, if the only times we've seen each other are talking about the podcast, recording the podcast, you know, putting out social media, whatever, then we're like, maybe we take a break.
That's so smart, because like we've been working so long, we absolutely hate each other.
Yeah.
The three of us is like absolutely.
I was going to say a nice thing, Kevin, about how we make sure we schedule friends time.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Because there was a moment in time where we were like, can we all just come hang out and be friends and like go to do something?
Totally. When we were doing this every week, we had to schedule friend time. And
it's hard.
And now that we do actual seasons, it's really helped. Not that we were ever
we've learned the joys of hiatus.
Yeah, it's great, because then when we're off season, we like each other. And then we're on season, we hate each other.
Yeah, you know, we live in the same building, but we still do it on Zoom.
They're way behind this wall.
Well, and that was another thing. Like, we hate Zoom recording. Like,
it's.
I know you all understand. It's such a different energy. Mm-hmm. And for us, we were like, our favorite part of it is that energy right there. And it just is, we were like, we're not getting it.
Yeah.
So we're not even getting what we like from it. So,
because on Zoom, it becomes about the interview and less about like the camaraderie, because one, Zoom cuts you off if you overlap with someone else. And two, it's obviously just not the same. So we totally understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the amount of times early pandemic where we would log off and then I was just drunk alone in my apartment and my cheeks hurt from like emoting for so long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was.
Yes.
It's a very different, more exhausting way to make content.
And we did it, you know, during the pandemic and when we had you all on, we did, like, we were doing like a happy hour when everyone was doing like things, live stream things.
Yeah,
like it was we were all like, okay, like, let's make this fun for ourselves. And then it got to a point where it's like,
all of your friends went live on Instagram. You got every single.
Yes. And then it's like 2 months later, we were like, oh my God, like, we can't do this anymore. And then there's nothing to talk about, especially being like, theater. I was like, I don't want to hear about, sorry, you being depressed about the Broadway being not open, because I'm depressed about it. So I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Totally.
So, you know, we just kind of ride the wave of like when we're recording, when we're not. But all that to say.
But you put up better
long
content.
Long story long.
It's more fun. We want to listen to you when you're into it and excited about it. I don't want to listen to you being like, welcome to Broadway's
sample. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why we, like you were saying, we just finished up a series of a mini series called Hungover, where we talked to four different people. From before rehearsals, during rehearsals, and then once their show had started performances again.
Cool.
And just kind of like what the process was like, how they were feeling, From awesome. The like happiness to like the fatigue to maybe some difficulties they faced with, you know, the COVID protocols, et cetera. Sure. So that was an interesting thing to us because we were like, we're interested in that. So, and we're really proud of it. And also we got to take like fun pictures for it. Yeah. So that's, so if that's interesting to you, we interviewed great people, Tim Hughes, Chris Medlin, Brittany Coleman, and, Pierre Jean Gonzalez.
Awesome. Who's, what a good lineup.
Starring as, who you, did you see in Hamilton, right? He's starring in Hamilton on the tour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
As Hamilton.
As Hamilton, we, the title
we
role.
Saw an understudy.
We saw an understudy.
Ah, oh, yeah.
But Kevin may not.
Did you
have.
See Blaine?
I saw him.
We saw Nick. Nick.
I'll tell someone. You in a second.
Jane.
Who was he? He was very good. We kept talking about his head.
Well, I don't know.
About his
he
head.
He had a very pleasing.
I don't know.
Listen, sometimes in the period costumes, I say this about Jay, that he, I think he would look very good in the period costumes with those very, very high collars and the thinness.
Sure.
There's like a head to neck ratio that is very pleasing to the eye.
Sure.
And
I buy it.
I cannot explain, but it's fun.
And we got playbills.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. On that note, this does bring us to the end of our episode. But before we go, let's do stage door stories.
Okay.
What about you? It's been a while, Elliot, since you've been at a stage door.
Like attending a stage door, like stage dooring.
Either way. As the actor or the audience
it's
member.
It's not interesting being an actor going through stage door lines. I mean, it is interesting talking to the people, but like my experience is not like doesn't. It's more interesting for me to talk about when I used to
Let's
go to the stage
Let's
door.
Do it. There are no rules.
I feel like the story that's like sticks out in my mind was like I went and saw. I came up to the city for Alice Ripley's Last Weekend in Next to Normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I stood at the stage door line because, and she was unpacking her dressing room. Because she was leaving the show. So literally me and like 15 other people stood outside of the booth.
Yep.
The booth. Until literally like midnight.
While she was just like taking down her dressing room?
Yes, but then when she came down with all her boxes, she did the stage door and talked to every single one of us and did her bubble letters on our posters.
Wow.
And... like literally my mother, I was, I don't know, 16, 17. She stayed with me for a while. And then she was like, sweetie, I can't stand here. So she left me, went to the hotel. And at that point I was like old enough where I would like, you know, I would like walk, you know, I would go to BDC by myself and then like shower and meet her at a restaurant or something. But yeah, staying until like midnight something to get Alice Ripley's
bubble
signature
letter
on my Next to Normal poster is.
Yes.
Yeah. And then just people just being very sweet. I was very lucky to have a lot of like, I had a mentor who like went to my dance studio and then kind of, and was in a chorus line and a Little Mermaid. And so she was very much a mentor to me. So I was always going backstage to see shows, like to meet people and see backstage areas. And so I was very lucky in that sense to like, stage door a lot, but also get to like go back and like see the theater and have that kind of experience. So
cool.
I did it a lot when I was younger.
Awesome.
I love that.
Well, that does bring us to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Everybody go see Beetlejuice, get your Beetlejuice tickets.
We're gonna go.
And you can say Beetlejuice a lot with if it's if you break it up.
Spoken, unbroken.
Yeah. Spoken,
like,
unbroken.
I'm gonna remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot, thank you so much. Where can they find you talking about the weather?
You can find me on all social media, especially TikTok, at my name, Elliot Maddox, and that's with two L's and two T's, and then two T's again. And thank you all again for having me. This was so fun, and I'm so glad that we finally got to do
this. This was really fun. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. You can follow us at Broadwasted on all social media. For TikTok, follow Kimberly, Kimber Coops. You can find us on Facebook group. They're doing some theater nerdy stuff. And then you can also find us on Patreon for tons of fun stuff there too. But we end every episode with a quote. And
what? Today,
yeah, I got scared. I was like, we do, right? Hey, mom, dead mom, I need a little help here. I'm probably talking to myself here, but dead mom, I got to ask, are you really in the ground? It's been a while since we've done a dead mom here. And
hey, mom, dead mom.
But you can find
mom. I'm going to say it in my head.
Hey, mom,
now on.
Dead mom. Yeah, do your song as a monologue. But I, you can find us wherever you get podcasts, including Stitcher, Spotify, and of course Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
And thank you.
Amen.
But again, Elliot, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. This was so, so fun. But as we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Elliot. You gotta say the 2 T's and the L's.
Oh yeah.
And I can't wait to be the plot twist in the finale.
To cliffhangers.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.